Fat boy.
You know we had to do a podcast, right?
What's your name, fat body?
Yeah, of course, you're a looking food. What the
hell? I'm not fat. I'm big bone.
I'm gonna eat it.
You owe me for one jelly donut.
My wife said no one's gonna laugh.
I've got bigger titties than you did.
Bullshit, because nobody fucking had geese back at that point for a bigger guy.
I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but I might be somebody's shot of whiskey.
You can't think about, hey, I need to lose 100 pounds. You think about winning that day.
Fucking, I want a cheeseburger and a milkshake. Yo, what's up, Fat Leets, and welcome to episode 21 of the Fat Boy Jiu-Jitsu Podcast. How you guys been? I know took my little two-week hiatus. Finally, last week, Let me start this fucking off right. There's going to be October 13th, Friday, October 13th. Save the date. You guys need to be paying attention. Friday the 13th. And then, man, I'm under 300 pounds, y'all. I have not been under 300 pounds in more than 10 years, and it feels fucking great. And let me tell you, I just learned about the jealousy. Like, I just learned how jealous I am that I've missed out on this part for such a long time while I was displaced in Orlando. I started running out of clothes, so I had to go buy some clothes. I was like, man, I'm wearing the exact same shit, like this, the exact three shirts. I'm like, this is getting out of hand. So I go and I buy a pair of jeans and a couple shirts, and I was I'm like, man, I don't even know what size I am. These 46s are kind of big, so let me go. So I take some 42s and some 44s, because and the 42s were, man, I don't think so, but let's try these fuckers on. So I go, and by the way, this is one of the first times I've ever had to try on a pair of jeans in the store, not knowing what fucking size I am. And that's a win right there. It's a great feeling. So I put on the 44s and I'm like, oh man, these feel good. And I go, they're really loose. So I go, well, let me try that on these 42s. Put on the 42s and zipper them up. Put that little button. I was like, oh shit, these are fucking perfect. And, people are buying $100 jeans and whatnot. Let me tell you, these, I think they're like $20 Wrangler jeans, are the most comfortable things I've ever worn in my life. They're that little stretchy. Fat guys, the only reason you lose weight is to put on these fucking jeans, do it. These fucking jeans will change your fucking life. They're so amazing. They're great. So I got two of those in rotation now. But now that I've kind of shared this little success story with you, let me tune you in to a moment of weakness or a moment of failure on my end. Paint this. So last week, Friday, knowing I was leaving Orlando, coming down, having lunch with some friends and just going over some things and talking. And we're at a sushi bar. And I was like, well, I was going to order sashimi. And then, I'm sorry, by the way, another reason this podcast is delayed, because I started feeling sick. So I really had a bad runny nose, and I kept on sniffling. And now, yesterday was the same thing, and now today, it's, my voice sounds deeper, so maybe, sounds better or not. Sorry if the sound of my voice is pissing you off right now. Apologize. Hopefully next time I record another podcast, I'll be back to normal. But I knew if I didn't record this one now because of this, it'd be another couple of days. And I said, no, I have to get back into the routine of recording. So there it is. Back to the story. See, I'm kind of trying not to tell the story. And one of the friends that was there is one who religiously listens to the podcast, and I know he's listening right now. So we're about to. Oh, actually, he came in late because we had already ordered. And I ordered 4 sushi rolls. And let me tell you, every one of them had fucking rice, and they were all delicious. But by the time he comes in, my rolls were coming out. Or he sat down. We ordered for him. He sits down. 5 minutes later, food comes. And he looks at me. He goes, no cheat days, huh? And I look at him, no cheat days. And I fucking proceed to devour each and every piece of those 4 rolls. And then one of my boys was leaving some fish. So between me and him, we killed some of the tuna and the whitefish and the salmon. By the way, how many people, how do you say salmon? I say salmon. There's a bunch of people I know down, well, and I don't know if it's because we in the South, but they say salmon, and I don't get down on that. So he looks at me, tells me that, and I eat the sushi. About 15 minutes after eating, I get, my whole body just starts shutting down, and I just am sinking into my desk at work and just slowly moving. My keystrokes are getting, slower. My mouse movement is getting slower, and I'm just like, fuck. I was wrecked for at least 2 hours. I was just, and then I started getting back up. So I leave work, and before I head down to Orlando, I go, you know what? I can't feel like this. Drop in, I'm going to make myself some, bulletproof coffee, blah. And I said, you know what? I really fucked up today. Damn, 2 scoops of some exogenous ketones. And I was like, well, fuck it. Yo, you guys, I just coughed. And I had a napkin, because I was sneezing, blowing my nose as well. But I have a red pen in my hand. And I didn't realize the red pen had been soaking into the napkin when I was, while I wasn't looking. So when I coughed, I covered my mouth. I looked down and I see the red and I go, oh shit. And I start having a little, mini panic attack because I'm like, oh shit, is that for me? And I look at my hand, I go, oh fuck. Anyways, that's, so yes, I kind of cheated because I had the exogenous ketones, and I think by Saturday I was back in ketosis because that's all I've been eating. And then Saturday while we were here, we had to rebuy everything that was once in the fridge that while the power was off, became science experiments. So yeah, after going on and on and on about no cheat days, I had a cheat meal. I legit, you know, I probably could have not ordered it or whatnot, but felt good. You know, that this under 300 victory is like, it's like really has changed my life in that I know that 300 was always the make it or break it point. When, you know, every time I made it close to 300, I'd blow back up. So for the longest time, I felt as if 300 was an unreachable goal. And now that I've hit it, it just blows up. Like, it opens my mind to say, man, if this is possible, you know, I've been looking at everything else, you know, so small, like, maybe I can get there. And let me say, it's the difference being, you know, looking at, shit, look, man, let's be honest, if I ever lose the weight, the lowest I'd probably be able to get is 250, 260, right? And then, you know, you it just shows that, to me, it looks like, man, 185 is kind of doable. And I'm not saying I want to get there, but as how I feel that I'm telling you right now, I have not worked as hard to get to this weight than any other time I've dieted before. And what I mean is, I have not put in the work, the physical work, as in working out, lifting weights, this go around. I, for the life of me, have been a lazy bum. And, you know, I post the pictures of me row and stuff like that. And, you know, I've gotten a couple rows in this week, and I feel great. I feel great to be back in, you know, at home, because I feel at home. I'm back. I'm getting back in my routine, and I am working out more. The whole 2 weeks in Orlando, I think I grappled once. I did grapple only once. And I never rode. And you know, I wanted to, my same sushi buddy, I wanted to go to his house and row. Just felt it was late all the time that I wanted to go. You know, when motherfuckers have to be up at 4:30, 5 o'clock in the morning, you come and paying a visit at midnight, 1 is like, what the fuck are you doing? Get the fuck out of my face. Like, and it just dawned on me that maybe the whole sushi incident was just me tempting fate to be like, to see, I had just passed 300. If I went over 300, how would that affect me? And how else would I gain weight so quickly if, you know, you stop eating keto? So was that, you know, self-sabotage? I don't know. I know I ate the sushi, and I weighed myself this morning, and I'm now 295. And I'm 295.6. And according to my scale, I know someone's asked me about this. So back in January, let me tell you my stats, because someone had asked about it. So in January, the last weigh-in I have in January was, what's this, January 27th, at 379 pounds and 60% body fat, 25% muscle mass, and 43% water weight. Now, this, I don't know if it's accurate or how accurate it is. It's off a scale that I purchased. It's a Weight Guru scale, and it has an app, and, you know, you just, it throws up a like a QR code on the face, and it scans. Anyways, and yesterday's weigh-in was 295. And I say yesterday because it's past midnight already. 295, 46.6% body fat, 26.5% muscle mass, and 43% water weight. So what that says is I've lost 13.4% in body fat, and I've gained 1.5% in muscle mass. Now, like I said, I have not, you know, I can't say that this is 100% accurate. And, you know, I've been sort of tracking this, not necessarily 100% maybe, or maybe not right. Like I said, I don't know if the scale's calibrated correctly. All I know is it's the same scale I've been using. So if it was, maybe it's not even right though, but that's what the numbers say. But, and I kind of like, I want to poo-poo the numbers only because, like I said, I know physically I have not worked out harder than when I was working out when I was in the police academy. You know, in the academy, still went to CrossFit every day, worked 7 hours, then went to the academy for 5, went home, slept, went to work out in the morning. Did that same thing 5 days a week for 9 months, and I never dropped below 330 pounds. Up until now, and my last couple podcasts, I've always told you, you know, I'm not trying to push a diet on you. You know what? I believe in keto. I'm going to tell you, do keto. Try it. Yes, try it. If you're tired of failing, try it. Like, you have to do this, and you have to be 100% in. If you're not 100% in, it's not going to work. You have to be 100% in. I started listening and catching up the Ketogenic Athlete podcast. It's a great resource, man. Listen to it. They just put together a conference. I'm sorry. This sickness is really, like, stumbling my words. I'm trying to think of words, and I'm changing my sentences mid-sentence, and it's screwing me all up. But back to these guys. They just had a conference. I think it was in Arizona. It's called KetoCon. And a lot of the speeches they had recorded, and they're releasing in podcast form, and it's great resource and great knowledge there, great information. And fuck, I just trumped myself with the great, damn it. So their website is theketogenicathlete.com. They run a Facebook group, and it's a closed group, so you're gonna have to kind of try to get in there. I think I know why. They probably get so much fucking hate. People who don't understand or don't believe the diet, or the way of life, I guess. Not I guess, I mean the way of life. I had someone come up to me who I've known for many, many, many years. And he goes, "Hey, Juan, what's up, man? You look great. You know, what are you doing lately? Because, you know, you look better than ever." And he goes, I need to lose some pounds too, man. I've gotten too heavy." And so then I proceed to tell him how I'm living and what my macronutrients consist of. And he starts to tell me, man, I don't know if I can eat that much fat, my fatty liver. And, you know, and I was just like, okay, I don't want to argue with somebody. And this is fucked up. I don't want to argue with somebody. I'm like, okay, you've done that before, guy, and you're still there, and I'm telling you what I'm doing, and you've always seen me up there, and now you see me down here, so what the fuck are you thinking? Like, and I'm treating myself like a science experiment. I'm like, look, bro, look, this shit works. Like, you need to jump my train. Come on, jump on this fucking train if you need to lose some weight. And we can live happy together, right? So, man, I just know I don't... I'm not going to deal with it. Okay, that's fine. You don't believe that. Oh, shit. And another thing I did... it was... I think it was the day after... Yes, the day after I recorded the last podcast. So, I did fucking two things that I hadn't been doing. So, I ate the sushi. And I had a shot. A shot of tequila. On, one day. Yep, just on a whim. Friends had brought it out. I was like, you gonna have a shot? I was like, yeah, I'll have a shot. And they're like, really? I'm like, yeah, I'll take a shot. And it kind of stems from, you know, in one of my previous podcasts, I told you guys how sometimes I'm kind of an asshole when I'm not drinking. Well, turns out, I'm not an asshole when I'm drinking too. Or not when I'm not drinking. Fuck, I fucked that all up. Well, I'm just an asshole apparently. I told a good friend of mine, I go, he commented on how I'm shrinking, and I go, but you're growing. And the way I said it, oh, it stung, and I know it stung, because I've been on the receiving end of that, and I know it sucks. I did it out of love. It wasn't to be mean, but it was fucking harsh. Well, like I said, I'm 100% saying it was out of love, because it was. I know I don't want anybody to be fat, anyone, especially that I love, because there's shit that I've had to do because of being fat. That it's just like, man, I don't want anybody to live with that, because that's fucked up, you know, or the living with, man, breaking a fucking plastic lawn chair when you're sitting on it, that fucking shame, breaking a wooden chair, you know, fucking breaking any chair that you sit on. And that's what, man, I've broken like 4 fucking chairs in my fucking life. And what really irks the shit out of me is whenever I see that damn show, 600 pounds, I fucking see them. They're plopping their asses off, and they never fucking break a chair. And I'm fucking scarred for life because I've broken chairs. Man. But like that shit, nobody should have to fucking... I'm saying nobody should have to fucking live with it, but I'm bitching about not seeing somebody fall on their ass because they break a chair. Who's not the asshole? But yeah, I don't want to see anybody that I love get unhealthy. Like I said, then I know I'm an asshole, because shit, I almost got me in some deep water at work this week. So shit happens. Sometimes you gotta. Sometimes to get your point across, even if it's the right point, the way you present it is the wrong way, And for that, you are wrong. But I kind of, I feel like I've made my, the point was made. And that's it. So, like I said, happens. Or whatever happens, right? So, when I was going on about the breaking the chairs, I had a memory popped up that I was like, oh, shit. I'm so glad that I don't think anybody witnessed it, because there's only one other person in the gym when this happened, and they weren't in that area. And so I'm at the CrossFit gym, right? There's one other person there, and I guess they walked to the back, because you can hear the doors. So they walked to the back, and I had walked in, and this is when I was first starting to, when I first started learning to row, to use the rower. And I went there, and they said, hey, do you know how to use the rower? And I said, and I didn't want to look like a fucking idiot and say no. I said, yeah, bro. So, in my mind, I said, the rower don't look, I mean, it's not hard. You can kind of see what you have to do. And I was like, I figured I can figure it out. So one thing I figured out was when I was over, you know, over 360, over 350, once you strapped into the rower, my T-Rex arms couldn't reach the row. Couldn't reach the handle. So then I strap myself, grab the handle, and I can, push myself up, reach with my hand, grab the handle, push myself, pull myself back, strap in, and I was like, whew. And I probably was out of breath just doing that. So I go to start rowing, and I didn't think you had to move the plate. I guess it's your ass plate or whatever the fucking, the seat. The ass plate. It's called the seat one, the seat. So I didn't realize how, you pull yourself back in. And I didn't realize how that happened. So my very first time on the rower, now mind you, I had just strapped in. I go to move forward. And as I moved forward, I moved too much to the right. Now, mind you, I am still strapped in. I toppled over to my right-hand side. My shoulder just, boom, hits the ground. My head bounces off the rubber mat. And I'm still strapped in. And I have to try to figure out how I'm going to sit back on the rower being strapped in. That was how I started my morning one morning. Or one day. So, next time someone asks you, hey, you need help, or you need to learn how to use the machine, just say yes. Just be on the safe side. I mean, if you don't know. You know what's funny? That's not the first time I've toppled over on something while being clipped in or strapped in. No, it was a mountain bike on some wood trails or raised trails. Fucking damn, don't take that sound bite. Well, now that I've made a complete ass of myself, let me just say, I want to say that the Josh Salmon. Saman, I'm sorry, Foundation is now on the Amazon Smiles. I'll put it out on Facebook and I'll tweet it out. If you're going to shop on Amazon, if this is a way for the Josh the Man Foundation to collect donations in the form of Amazon. It doesn't charge you anything extra. You buy as normal. You just go through there, kind of gives them a couple pennies on what you buy. And that way the foundation can continue to grow and they can continue to do good things for fighters. Also, want to give a moment of silence for Troy Kirkenberg. You will always be missed, buddy. He was the voice of Combat Night. So that's the podcast, y'all. You guys have a good one. Expect another one next week. I'm going to be back on my routine. This week I was able to catch back up and get back into the routine of things and back into the swing of things, really, after being gone for so long. So peace. Take it easy, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Fat Boy Podcast. Have a nice day.